from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Jeremy White.
What? What preseason?
This is called a neuralizer. It's a gift from some friends from out of town. This red eye here will isolate the electronic impulses in your brains, and more specifically the ones for memory.
And Joe DiBiase.
Other than the Ravens are good in the preseason.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
I got nothing. Everything is immediately forgotten as soon as you play one game. Yeah, one snap. Time to play the game. No one remembers that a preseason happened.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on Western New York Sports Giant, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Is that true? Do we forget everything the moment it happens?
I mean, you said it.
I did say it. Did it end up being true? Last year, what do we remember about the preseason? I remember them getting, you know, some criticism for not looking good against the Pittsburgh Steelers, and then having to play the next week after that because they looked so poor against the Pittsburgh Steelers. I remember Anthony Richardson looking really good for the Colts against the Bills. I think, did Terrell Bernard have a big play in that game? See, again, this is like very... Because these are... The regular season games, you'll go back, you'll think about them, maybe you'll go back and watch the highlights of them, you know, the wins and the losses. Oh, we all remember about Denver, right? Like 12 men on the field, the blitz at the end, you know, like we've gone back and thought about those plays. No one thinks about the preseason plays, again, after they happen. But my memory of the preseason last year... Yeah, here we go. Pick six, returned for a touchdown by, no, this can't be right. Darius Rush? Okay, no, never mind. That, no idea. No clue what's going on. You know who that is? Is it a name? That can't be right. That's not a name I've ever heard in my life.
I feel like I remember this happening, though. Like, I don't know who the guy is.
Darius Rush?
I remember it happening. I just don't know who...
Yeah.
I don't even remember if anyone like got all excited about it. I think it just kind of happened.
Oh,
that was that.
You know why? Because it's the other way around. Darius Rush, here we go. I didn't even know what team he played for. Darius Rush was a Colt that picked off Kyle Allen and returned it for a touchdown. That's what happened there. Okay. So he was not a Bill. The interception... Yeah, again, this is really... Here's the game log, the drive chart from that Bills-Colts opener last year. Second and six in the first drive. Anthony Richardson, pass short, intended for Isaiah McKenzie, intercepted by Dane Jackson. And then Dane Jackson returned that for a big gain. I don't see a big Terrell Bernard play. Maybe the year before there was a big Terrell Bernard play. Again, I guess my preseason memory should be just don't even bother. I remember a Bears comeback from a couple of years ago. I remember quarterback competitions where Nate Peterman had a good preseason and then beat out Josh Allen because of it. Anyone remember Allen's first preseason game? He uncorked his first pass, 70 yards. It went way out of bounds. Josh, see if you can... I don't know how you would find this. Actually, I do know how you would find this. You would have to search the date. But Murph's call on Josh Allen's first preseason throw of his Bills career. So the first throw he ever made in that stadium with a Bills uniform on. This would have been the 2018 season against Carolina. So August 9th of 2018. Just take a peek. See if anything's left over from in there. Allen's first year. 8-9-18. The Bills lost 28-23. As if the result matters. Here we go again. Preseason pledge. And how long now... Is it one game? Is it happened already before we proclaim, all right, I'm ready for real games? In fact, actually, I was hanging out on the sidelines watching practice the other day. By the way, Joe DiBiase, good morning. Jeremy's off today. Loaded show for you today. We'll get Paul Hamilton in along the way. He was covering practice yesterday. Adam Krautwurst will join us to talk a little bit of fantasy in the 8 o'clock hour. And then my brother Lou DiBiase from Locked On Eagles is going to join us at 9 on this, I think I want to call it bombshell story that ESPN dropped a couple days ago, that there is a big fractured relationship between Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni in Philadelphia. So get Lou in for a few minutes coming up at 9 o'clock, a little bit later on the show. So plenty of time for your phone calls before that at 803-0550. I got a Kyrie Elam question that I want to ask everybody. A little bit on position groups that we're worried about. And I want to figure out today, over the course of today's show, maybe even in the first segment here, where do the Bills rank in their division at each position? Because I was watching the New England game yesterday. New England was hosting Carolina in a rainy preseason affair. And I'm listening and I'm watching their broadcast and I'm seeing their depth chart and I'm going, you know, this defense is pretty good. This defense is pretty good. And there's a couple young receivers that I like here. I don't think they're going to be a good receiving core this year. They're too young, and they don't have a number one. But Javon Baker, this guy looks pretty nice. Pop Douglas, it's a player I like. Jalen Polk, same thing. He didn't really play a lot last night. So New England's got some interesting pieces, but their receivers are too young. They're too young to do anything of real consequence, and their quarterback situation, I think, is going to help sink them. I think their coaching staff is still... I'm never going to bet on a Belichick coach tree guy. But I was looking at their depth chart and thinking, how many of these are they better than the Bills at? And then, all right, wait, where do the Bills rank in the division? This is a transition year. Their roster is not the same as it's been. It's not as strong as it's been. 2 years ago, they were the best roster in football by everyone's account. How many positions would we say they have the best of in the AFC East? Which is where my focus is at the moment for this season. Transition year, focus on the division first. You get there, and then we'll see. But as we go through memory lane here, in the preseason, just a little bit. Tomorrow against the Bears, 1 o'clock kickoff. Saturday, 1 o'clock game. We'll have pregame starting at 8 a.m. here on WGR. I'll hit the airwaves at 10 from the stadium tomorrow for Bills countdown to kickoff. So Bills and Bears tomorrow. We'll see Caleb Williams. We'll see, I think, Roma Dunze. I don't know about DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, not David Montgomery, DeAndre Swift, some of the other big names that the Bears have going into this year. But I'm looking at this 18 preseason. That's the last preseason I feel like I cared at all about. At all.
I did find the play.
You found the play?
But it's not Murph on the call.
It's not Murph? Okay, no. It's got to be Murph. No, if it's not Murph, that's fine.
Well, it's the Bills broadcast, but it's not Murph.
The Bills radio broadcast?
Oh, I guess
that's got to be their TV broadcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
Tasker's with the call, but
it's Murph. No, there's a specific reason that it has to be Murph, because Murph, in a good way, lost his mind on the first throw. Like, Murph was going crazy. Like, look how far this ball just went. And it was a preseason game. It was like the third quarter. And the ball sailed like 20 yards out of bounds, by the way. Like, this was not like some perfect pass.
It was completed.
For his first pass?
The one I should say. Well, it wasn't completed in terms of a completion, but someone did catch it just out of bounds.
Okay, yeah. That's what I mean. The ball was out of bounds.
Okay, the way you were saying, I thought you meant like it was in the stands or something.
No, it wasn't quite in the stands.
Someone
did
catch it, but it just was slightly out of bounds.
Yeah. Incomplete. Here it is. Incomplete deep left to Robert Foster. Caught out of bounds at the Carolina 23. Okay, right there. That's interesting that they even have where it was caught out of bounds. The pass was at his own 25. So how far was this pass? The 25 to the 50 plus 27 more. So I guess it was only a 52-yard pass.
But still.
It felt in the moment like it was 80.
After seeing a whole half of Nathan Peterman and A.J. McCarron,
yep.
It felt completely different than anything we had seen.
Peterman led them on a couple of touchdown drives, which is why, you know, he won the job. They did that throughout the preseason. Maybe that should be the numero uno on examples why you never take the preseason too seriously. Because we will look back in time years from now and chuckle at the fact that Nathan Peterman, who has to be still, I'd imagine, statistically the worst quarterback in NFL history, beat out Josh Allen, who's going to go down as one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, in a quarterback competition. That happened. Peterman, who was a 49 in the new Madden game, by the way. Credit them for still being in the Madden game at 30 years old, but he's a 49 lowest rating in Madden. He won a quarterback competition in the preseason. The reason that preseason was interesting is just there was a quarterback competition. You know, we could argue about whether there should have been and whether you should use that. I mean, I was one who thought you start Allen the moment the season begins and you don't look back. You go right in, you put him in right away, and you don't worry about it. And you let him go through his lumps, and you let him learn on the job. And at the same time, you find out as quickly as possible, do you have the guy? And luckily for the Bills, in my opinion, he did get to go through those lumps. They did get to see a little more and more of what he was. We got the moment, even in week 3 of that season, where he jumps over Anthony Barr, which is one of his iconic moments. We got all of that because Peterman was so bad, so horrifically bad, he couldn't make it through one half of week 1. Like, Allen was in. One way or another, whether he won the job or because Peterman was going to be so terrible, you had to put him in, he got there. They got him there, and he ended up starting, and they never looked back. So that preseason was very interesting for that reason alone. It was a triple quarterback competition, Peterman, McCarron, and Allen, who was a rookie at the time, and that was exciting. Now, I wouldn't say it's exciting. I mean, you could say that. But I wonder how much of a battle there is at receiver right now, and whether it is more down the depth chart, or whether it is something that even there's a battle going on for a starting spot. I feel like it's probably just going to be a rotation, and it might even be a pretty even rotation. But at the top of the depth chart, like Keon Coleman, if he wants to be a regular starter on this offense to begin the year, like he's probably got to outperform Mac Hollins, because Mac Hollins seemingly has the trust of Allen. He has the respect of the quarterback and everybody on the offense. He has the skill set to provide a lot of the dirty work that Gabe Davis used to provide for the Bills. And I think he's at this point in time, he's carved out a nice little role for himself on the Bills offense, where he's going to be playing. And right now,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I don't know. I feel like right now I'd want to bet that it's at least close to 50-50, if not even advantage Hollins in terms of how often you're on the field once the regular season gets going. And Hollins is a little bit of an older player for his position. What is he, 31? So I don't know how much they would plan on even him playing in the preseason. Coleman, though, being a rookie, you would think, okay, he'll be out there. He'll be out there at least some. And the catching of the ball, I mean, that's going to get people excited. If he catches a few passes in the preseason where he towers over a guy, mosses him, he, you know, the jump ball, basketball play, some touchdowns maybe in the red zone. Like, those are things that they'll be cool to see. And for fans, you know, and remember that I'm lucky enough to be able to watch these practices, but not all fans are. Some fans are that are making the trip, but not all fans have seen him in practice. You've been limited to some of the little clips that the Bills put out on social media. This will be a lot of fans' first opportunity to see Coleman. And it will be all of our first opportunity to see him in a game setting. So it will be, you know, there will be excitement. There will be a value to him making those catches. I just want to remind myself personally, like, that's not something I'm wondering if he can do. He can do it. He can take down those jump balls. He can beat out a Christian Benford, Kyrie Elam, Rasul Douglas level corner in a contested situation and rip the ball away for a touchdown. But I'm trying to figure out here, like, what is his role going to be and what is his upside as a player? And to me, I got to see, or I'm going to want to see him to be able to do some of the things that everyone said he couldn't do. No separation. Can I get a little separation? Can I get a little, you know, they're pressing me at the line of scrimmage, quick jab step right, swim move left, and I'm by him by a yard, and that's all I need to be able to get into a position for Allen to throw me the football. You know, like, is it that bad? Is it so bad that he's going to look like a real rookie out there, or am I going to be, all right, you know, this is not as bad as we thought it was. Maybe this was over talked about a little bit. Is he going to be someone that, you know, gauntlet drill, play speed is faster than the 40 time where he ran in the 4.6s? So, okay. Is he going to be someone that is getting a little bit of room down the field? Is he going to be running routes down the field? And then at the same time, you know, I'm going to be wondering, can he do the things that everyone says he can't do well? And two, can he do the dirty work? I think if you're the Bills, you'd want to end up there by the end of the season. All the stuff that the block, a lot of it's blocking, right? Blocking, but also maybe like clear out routes that can get the defense to back off a little bit, that can open things up underneath for other receivers. Like that was, in essence, that was Gabe Davis's role on this offense for years. He would be their most valuable blocker as a receiver. He would run most of his routes, a lot of his routes, down the field, which, even when he wasn't getting the ball, would serve to, yeah, push the safeties back. And, okay, now 10 to 15 yards is a little bit more open than it otherwise would be because he's clearing those guys out. And Coleman, like, I don't know. I don't know if he'll be able to do either one of those things. I don't know what he is as a blocker. I have some good signs. Pro Football Focus and their run blocking grades last season in both college and pro. If you look at, again, this is kind of a tough comparison because one was against, you know, the ACC and the other was against other NFL players. But if you look at PFF's blocking grades from last year, Coleman's blocking grade in college was better than any receiver on the current Bills roster was last year. So in college, he was good at it. We'll see if he's good at it in the NFL. Last year he had, here it is, run block grades from Pro Football Focus. Mac Hollins, of the current Bills receivers, was the leader of with 61. In Atlanta, he had a 61 run block grade. Everyone else, Shakir was at 54, Samuel 49, MVS 46, so on. Coleman in college was at a 68, or 67.9. So can that translate? Because if that can translate, and he can do some things vertically, then okay. Maybe you do have your X. Brandon Bean said after the draft, like, we plan on playing him in the X. Well, all of those things is what the X does in this Bills offense. And that's, to me, like, I guess my expectations for Coleman are just not as high as most, and I've tried to keep them relatively the same to what they were before the Bills drafted him. That's one thing I try not to get sucked into, is, okay, you do the research you do before the draft, you read up on all these guys, you watch some film breakdowns, you know, maybe you go back and you watch some of their college stuff, and you get as in tune with these players as you can get. And then they get drafted. And what I try not to do is completely change my tune on a player because the Bills drafted him. And I even, with Coleman, feel like I have a little bit. But it feels like you kind of, you know, them drafting him gives him a little bit of a credibility as an idea. It's just not a player I was ever that high on or wanted them to pick. But now he's here. And, you know, that doesn't mean he can't be a good player. Really, I almost want to say the biggest reason he wasn't my favorite idea for the Bills was not because I don't think he could be a good NFL receiver. It was the type of receiver that he is. But this is part of the transition, right? This is, you know, you didn't just have Diggs to replace. You had a Gabe Davis to replace. And while I think Coleman is a different type of player, I think his role eventually, if the Bills get their way and if their plan goes to plan, I think Coleman's role will be the role that Davis was playing. Like, I don't think he is ever going to be your Diggs replacement. He's never going to be your number one guy who is always open, you know, 1,500-yard receiver upside, 100-plus catches. I don't think that's Coleman. I don't think he'll ever be, I could be wrong, you know, A.J. Brown was a second-round pick. He ended up being this guy. I would not want to think Coleman's got the upside to be okay, this guy's going to be a $30 million receiver someday, 1,500 yards, 100-plus catches, the number one focal point of an offense. I wouldn't predict he's got that upside. I think he could be a valuable receiver. I think he could be a good number two. I think he could do, you know, if you can get the blocking stuff out of him, he could, and because he's a big body and you get the red zone stuff, like, I think he could play his role, and I think he could play it well. But I feel like he's just not the type of receiver that I would have wanted them to have. So, you know, all that to say, I have expectations for Keon Coleman. They're just not, this guy's going to be their number one receiver someday. Like, I would take more and more, I think we asked this question earlier in the offseason, more and more as time goes on, and these practices happen, and here comes the preseason, and we get closer to the regular season, more and more, I am really, for this year alone, I am absolutely on board with, give me a Gabe Davis level of production in year one. And that would be, I almost want to even say a home run for Keon Coleman as a second round pick in year one. And then from there, you know, I would hope you can be a little bit better. A little bit better than a Davis. That's where my expectation is for him. And this preseason will be the first step in determining, okay, how much of that Davis role is he going to play? And how much of it is he going to do right away? Because if he can't, or if they think he is, it doesn't always have to be in a negative context, if they think he's better at something else, if they think, okay, yeah, big slot, this guy's a real weapon, we need to work him in those areas more often. A lot of those roads, whether it's we'd rather have him playing as a big slot more often, we want him in motion, you know, or he's a rookie and he's still getting the hang of some things and he's not quite all the way there as a blocker yet, and teams don't respect his speed down the field, so those clear out routes, there aren't really, you know, they're not really respecting that. Like those, all those roads to me lead to Mac Hollins is playing on this offense. And if the preseason goes by and Coleman looks like a rookie or looks like he's doing better at other spots, then that's where I'm interested in the preseason the most, because that receiver spot is the one where I just don't know how often the guy's going to be out there, and that could be determined, I think, in the preseason. Samuel Shakir are going to be out there. Knox will get his snaps, but that other spot, how much of that can Coleman carve away? 803-0550 is the phone number. I want to go through, we'll get your phone calls in on the other side. I want to go through the division a little bit, position by position. You know, like, Allen's a cheat code, but how far ahead do we think the Jets, Dolphins, and to a much lesser extent the Patriots are ahead of the Bills outside of quarterback, if they even are? We'll workshop this, kind of run through it. Because I feel like the Bills are not, you know, I don't think they've been caught as much as the narrative might sound like by the Jets and the Dolphins with their rosters. 803-0550 is the phone number. Lot to get to today. The Bears tomorrow. We'll talk a little Bears. We'll get my brother on, Lou DiBiase, coming up at 9. In fact, he'll talk Bears because he loves the Bears this year, but also on the Jalen Hurts, Nick Sirianni saga that looks like a fractured relationship over there in Philly. That's a little bit later on in the show. Some fantasy along the way as well. We'll have a fun show. If you want to get your phone call in, we'll get to you right when we come back. Nick, we'll start with you if you hang on hold. Joe DiBiase, Jeremy White is off today. Stay tuned. This is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.